Poland's energy transition is a complex journey, considering the country's starting point is unique compared to its European counterparts. The country is, however, making clear progress towards meeting its decarbonization goals and creating a playbook for decarbonizing the power sector, its economy, and society. To unpack Poland's energy transition, I'm joined by Joanna Pandera, president of Polish think tank Forum Energii. We'll talk about how the country is making the most of the opportunities for change and its potential role in Europe's energy landscape. I'm Pamela Larg, and this is the Energy Transitions Podcast. Joanna, welcome to Enlit on the Road, and thank you for having us here at the Forum Energii offices. It's a pleasure to host you.
It's our great pleasure to host you, and it's really cool that we can see in person finally.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes, it's been 2 years since we last spoke specifically about Poland's energy transition. Can you tell us how the energy transition is progressing?
Oh, since those 2 years, a lot has happened. So first, there was a government change, which was quite important in the context that the previous government, which ruled for the 8 years, was quite conservative on energy topic. So this is number one. Number two, the big topic, which was very dominant in Poland, but all over Europe, was energy crisis and everything what happened with Russian invasion in Ukraine and is happening all the time. So this is making a huge pressure and is changing energy landscape in Europe. Another topic was that Europe, also European Union, prepared its response to energy crisis in the context of Repower EU, which means more renewables, scaling up those technologies which exist. And in fact, renewables share all over European Union, but also in Poland, is growing rapidly. So this is number three. But number four, also that entire legislation of Green New Deal, Fit for 55, which means preparing the European Union for implementation of energy and climate targets for 2030, was concluded by the previous outgoing European Commission and also European Council. However, we can see that this Green New Deal, after those different events in European Union, in Poland, was not well accepted. So we see now that the support for green topics is rather declining. So this is where our government now, new government, is acting. There were very recently European elections, which were very emotional in the context that right-wing movement is gaining attention of people. And we are now in the stage where our new government should, within next weeks, propose new energy policy, which should be, we hope, we expect, it should be much more ambitious. So we expect more renewables, we expect also nuclear energy and decline of coal-fired generation. And we will see how it will be accepted. I think that generally energy transition is not motivated very strongly now in Poland with only climate topics. It is because of fundamental reasons and needs for modernization of the power system and energy security also, because we import a lot of fossil fuel from outside of the EU, by the way, so it's not only Polish specificity, but the specificity of different countries. Only last year, Poland paid 30 billion euro for importing fossil fuels. And even if it's not Russia anymore, it's Saudi Arabia now who benefits or who earns money with this, selling us fossil fuel to Poland. And this is something what drives now energy transition. How to be more resilient, independent, how to modernize our energy system so it will be cheaper. Also, because the power prices, wholesale power prices for industry are very, very high. So this is more or less where we are now.
Thank you for that summary. And what I'm hearing from you is that you are cautiously optimistic that there is some change happening. And I believe that that has been reflected in many of the conversations we've had with this inlet on the road here in Poland. It seems as if the narrative is changing, and perhaps the mindset as well, where the decarbonization of power is also almost reflected in people's attitudes and a renewed or fresh desire for change. Would you agree?
Yes, I think I agree. I have to admit that generally Polish attitude was never too much green oriented. So it is not that we see now huge change as some colleagues of mine from Germany, France, Spain complain, or Italy. So it's not because Poland is generally a conservative country, and the topics like energy security or social acceptance for energy transition has always been dominant. But what we can also see, because of this energy dependent independency, that once you see polls and people are asked what is the most preferable energy source, everybody is mentioning renewables. So there is huge support, like 8% of society love wind, onshore wind or wind energy, love also photovoltaic, solar energy. Also because the growth and development of those resources recently were really huge. Like Poland has now the growth of photovoltaic and mainly on people rooftop was just dramatic. So Poland was one of the leading markets in European Union when it comes to development of photovoltaic, but also onshore wind. So despite the narrative, I think what I wanted to say that narrative is one thing, but then the pragmatic reasons on the ground for energy transition, for the change, is another topic.
Well said. Joanna, I want to pivot slightly to refer to the report that Forum Energy has just released. And I'd like to understand, first of all, what is the purpose behind the report and what are some of the key findings of that report?
The narrative or our motivation to do that report emerged already maybe 10 years ago when we started to work on Polish energy transition, and we realized that we are really missing data. So we don't have really basic information about the power system. So this is why we started to collect them and publish on the yearly basis. So this is our, I think, eighth report. So we do it on the yearly basis, only on official data. So we don't do any prognosis, but we only show the facts, how the energy system is developing. And the report is growing, so we add new and new data. We also make pressure on government to publish more and more data, so it will be transparent and available, that people will really understand the dynamic of energy sector. And one of the most interesting findings of our report is that in electricity mix, coal share declined dramatically. For the first time in our history, we have 60% of coal share, both lignite and hard coal, in the power mix. So when I started to work on energy transition 15 years ago, it was almost 90%, and now it's 60%. And basically, everybody in Poland is aware that coal is over. Now the challenge is what will replace that coal. And also what we can see in this report, this is tremendous increase in renewable power. We have now, the last year average was 27% of renewables in electricity mix. This year it will be above 30%. So it is really growing very rapidly. Of course, there are some challenges on the flexibility, and we also show that the level of curtailment of renewables is growing rapidly because the energy system, power system, is just inflexible enough, both on the grid side, but also on the power market side, that power market still does not reward flexibility. So this is a challenge, that we need more storage. We need also flexible gas-fired power plants, some of gas-fired plants, but we also need to make coal-fired power plants, which will probably stay with us for the next 10 years, much more flexible. So these are the main findings. Maybe what is also relevant, that also, and what drives the change, that the coal production, coal mining, is also falling steadily. And despite the narratives of the previous government that coal is our domestic resource, so we will stay with coal for many years, it's just going down and down. Each year about 10% down, and now we need to import coal. In the past it was Russia, but now from different countries like Kazakhstan, even South Africa and Colombia, US are the countries where we get coal from. So this is a very, very interesting development, when actually nobody or decision makers did not see and address that change quick enough, like this falling coal production, and to replace it with new capacities.
That is a conundrum, I can imagine. But I do want to ask, coal will obviously be a part of Poland's energy mix for the foreseeable future. Do you think we'll start to see the implementation of technologies like carbon capture and storage?
This is the question on which side this implementation of new technologies will come. We expect that the coal production maybe will last for the next 8-10 years. So the question is, because the challenge is that we are, of course, a coal-rich country, but on the other hand, the resources are really depleting. So we produce coal for the last 300 years. So there is no surprise that now when it comes to hard coal, we don't have big resources anymore. And when it comes to lignite, the challenge is even bigger, because also it's not only about resources, because maybe resources are still there, but the challenge is that people really don't want to have new open pits. So they really protest heavily against new opening and extension of lignite mining. So in that context, I think CCS might be a bit a challenge also in terms of cost and how to finance it. I think that on the industry side, CCU may have a future, because, and generally the entire discussion about future of industry, which by the way in Poland is also very dominant, because 22% of our GDP comes from industry. If you compare it with Germany, which is perceived as industrialized country, it's 23%. So not everybody knows that we are really industrialized country with a lot of energy intensive industries. And the industries making pressure on also decision makers to transform, to lower also carbon footprint, because the challenge is that we are now most energy emission intensive electricity mix in Europe, and the fourth most emission intensive in the world. So once we will not lower our power mix, just the abilities of industry to act on the global market, when more and more attention is paid to carbon footprint, will just act against products which are produced in Poland.
So industrial decarbonization is obviously critical to Poland's future. Do you think we'll perhaps see uptake of technologies like small modular reactors, and perhaps even hydrogen? There's a lot of hype around hydrogen, but do you see that having a future in Poland?
You know, SMRs is rather the question to the technology providers, if they are able really to offer it at a reasonable price. So we still don't know what the exact cost of SMRs will be, but I really believe in new technologies. So I think that we should, when Poland would look in the new direction, it's maybe small modular reactors more than big nuclear power plants, which are now rather declining. So the companies who are able to provide these technologies did not do such products for the last 20 years. So the challenge was that we don't have many projects like this, and we did not develop R&D. And so SMRs, I think it's very promising. The question is, for me, it's a bit still a theoretical consideration. On hydrogen, I think this is more relevant. So we know some projects which already exist, which develop. And I believe that hydrogen, there are different technologies to produce green hydrogen. And I hope that, of course, it's everything is about cost. But once we will struggle to phase out fossil fuels, new technologies will certainly gain more attention.
Joanna, in your opinion, what are the biggest risks to Poland's energy transition?
Frankly speaking, when we speak about risk, I think that the level of disinformation and polarization of the debate were, and also social, lack of social acceptance, because is a major threat. So that we will not, we will perceive it something which, like, motivation will be weaker, and then we will just be completely unorganized and chaos will emerge. What is really relevant, which, what to do in the situation that, in my view, it's really, as said, it's not about only climate now. Of course, it's also a very relevant topic, but there are fundamental reasons why we need new capacities. And so this is the risk, that our government will just be lost in those narratives, which will just stop reasonable action. So this is number one. And number two is a really good focus on investments, which just need to be so, and incentivizing those investments, because we are now living in times where everything is changing very fast. So world is changing. We don't know what to do. Everybody waits for subsidy schemes and expects a lot of funds, money, to, and that the right investment will come on time. So this is another risk which I see, that our government will not be quick enough to attract those investments and build the schemes which will enable investors to act.
You mentioned the issue of polarization, and yes, energy transition, climate, it's a bit of a tough landscape to navigate at the moment. How do we generate that awareness? How do we change the mindset from the policy level right down to the individual?
I believe, as said at the beginning, actually, I believe in data and in transparency and being completely open about the energy system needs. So this is number one. I think what is number two is really to listen to people, why they are worried, so why they don't accept energy transition, and also look for maybe different distribution of costs of energy transition. Because in fact, really, some citizens or smaller companies are under pressure of cost of electricity. So we calculated, we also deal with energy poverty at Forum, and we know that about 20% of consumers, they really have problems in paying their bills. So maybe we should really focus on those who are really in a different situation and they need support, but the rest actually can really accept also some cost increases. And this is not only about be okay that increases are, let's say, something which is linked with energy transition, but we need really investment, and somebody can have to pay for those investments. Electricity was very cheap for the last 20 years, but this was because actually we used old power plants which were built in different reality in the 80s. Now we need to build grids, we need to build new capacities, we need to digitalize energy system, make it more smart, and we also have funds, because it's not that Poland is the poorest country in the world. We are not. We have a lot of EU funds, other funds, cohesion funds, modernization funds, so, and really spend the funds reasonably. I think this is the solution for the future. And also look for other sectors, because in the past, there was power sector only, and everybody focused on power sector. Now we can really see how district heating systems can contribute to the power system in better, in flexibility. Also, transport can contribute, because with the growing share of electric vehicles, also how to incentivize storage, how to build different, or how to take different approach in building grids. So it will not only see big transmission problems, but also local grids, which can solve sometimes security of supply on the local level. So these are, I think, the discussions and decisions which we need to make.
Are you encouraged by the opportunities for growth in Poland?
I'm always focusing on good things, so I'm optimist by nature, and I really think it's up to us if we will just, you know, focus on bad things or good things. I think that Poland is a country who is almost most in the world reliant of coal, on coal, and is now phasing out coal quickly, maybe not well planned, but it means that we may really become investment hub in Europe when it comes to energy transition. And it's such an opportunity, in my view. I don't perceive it as a threat. I perceive it really as an opportunity for innovative action, for collaboration, for companies, foreign companies also, who can come here. Of course, we need to keep costs at the really in our hands and control and understand how the prices are shaped. But on the other hand, also be brave in this redesigning electricity market, which in my view, the design of European electricity market was created like 20 years ago and just need to be changed now. So we also expect some discussions on the European level, which will come after a new commission will be established. So the discussion about European electricity market design will start again. So I'm only optimistic.
Now, for those who are listening to this conversation and not watching it, I think it's important for our listeners to understand that you are very passionate and very enthusiastic about what you do. What keeps you going and what keeps you committed to this cause? Because it is a cause. This is not a job for you. Tell us more.
What I really love in this, that we can constantly learn and that we can really talk to different people. And because I think as Forum Energy, we are able to talk with everybody, like with coal sector, with trade unions, with consumers, with decision makers, both conservative and progressive democratic government, that we find solutions. And really being able to talk with everybody, but also because of our funders, big American foundations, which give us support, we are able also to do each technical analysis, which we think is reasonable. It gives such like freedom to act that I perceive it as a luxury that we can do what we do. And once we see that things are starting to move because we just had this time to think and to model some solutions, to design some policy proposal. And then we see that it is really solving some problem, unlocking potential to action. It's just biggest reward which you can get.
Joanna, it has been such a pleasure to learn from you, to understand more about your focus and your passion. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for coming. It was our pleasure.
And thank you too for our listeners. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Energy Transitions Podcast, brought to you by Enlit and Friends. That's a wrap from me, Pamela Log, and our producer, Kamo Motse. We hope you can join us next time. Visit enlit.world or subscribe for more episodes.